Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Half a Podcast. This is Whitney Andrus, your host. And this series is part of our coaching calls from our holiday health coaching series. And this is a group that we put together with Half Belly Health, where we are bringing people together. We are coaching them through a season when it seems not really to be, it's twofold, right? It seems like everybody's thinking about cheat meals and what's healthy and what's unhealthy. And then they start thinking about New Year's resolutions, almost as if we should feel guilty for the food that we ate during that time. And this coaching series that we did, this group coaching, is all about bringing people together and kind of breaking up with this idea of diet culture, so that when the New Year's rolls around, you are not being sold by things that weren't designed for you and your goals and aren't rooted in joy and honor and all those good things. So this is part of the coaching series. So what you are about to listen to is kind of the more my talking of the coaching calls, because I want to protect our clients and everything that goes into it. But I really do think that there's a lot in these coaching calls that would be beneficial for everybody to hear. So without further ado, welcome to Half a Podcast and the Holiday Coaching Call Series. All right, welcome, welcome everybody. So I am going to jump right in. We will continue to let people in as they go. For those of you that are listening to the replay of this, it is just audio and you're probably on the Half a Podcast page. The idea is that what will be cut out is, especially if you're listening to the recording, is the feedback that we're getting from people. So as people are discussing, as people are talking and all that good stuff, more because we want to protect the clients, because that recording is public, because I think that so much of it could be really, really positive. So welcome. We are a week before Christmas. Not even. Yes, no, we are exactly a week before Christmas, and I feel like that's when things start getting real. Like, you can't get things shipped in time, stores are crazy, people are driving crazy. It can seem like everybody's existing in this world of chaos, and the entire point of this coaching is to kind of filter out the noise and dull everything out for our own health and well-being, because health is about more than what we are consuming and the moving of our bodies, but also maintaining those stress levels and those cortisol levels and just our own peace. And in that, I had a very different plan for tonight's call, but instead, I am at a coffee shop and we have a room that's called a library in this coffee shop that I help run. And people leave books, there are books there, whatever. And there was this book, and I've always kind of passed it, but I judge books by their cover. And this one is called Give Yourself Margin, A Guide to Rediscovering and Reconnecting with Your Creative Self by Stacy Bloomfield. Okay, and I'm gonna, like, full disclosure, I am by no means saying jump out and go buy this book or anything. I will link the book in the show notes, in the bio. But I'm kind of like not a huge proponent of purchasing and going out there and getting kind of self-help books. But I kind of picked it up. The cover always drew me to it. And I've been like looking a lot into the blue zones and kind of where I want to take Half Belly Health and all that good stuff. And part of that was including more group activity, group coaching, all that stuff, because I believe that it's really important to build a healthy community, to build the groups, that you can get a lot more from that. And if you look at one of the common traits in blue zones, it is community. And so how we build the community is really, really important. And so I thought it was really interesting that this thing is all about, so give yourself margin. And I love that sometimes what happens if we tend to put ourselves in the margin of our life, we kind of are in the, let's make notes of this, all that stuff. Hold on just a second. I'm so sorry. I'm going to try to edit that out of the recording. Oof. Okay. we tend to live our lives in the margin, especially as females and moms, which everybody is on this call. And so I love that this talks about creating margin in your life and kind of how to give yourself that grace and that margin. So grace is something that you've heard me talk about a lot. So before we jump into kind of getting your feedback on this call and all that good stuff, I wanted to kind of go through some things that I have read and stuff like that, because I think in this holiday season, it's important to live in grace. It's important to give yourself margin. So I am going to read you a little bit of what I love. And the first thing I read from this, so she has an introduction, and but then she has like these illustrations, and the first thing that it says is like life-giving friends, and there is a high five, and it says margin to build relationships, make room for community. I was burned out, literally. I was exhausted, and I was sad and aimless and uninspired, and I just wanted to get away from it. Everything. So on a whim, I texted a friend who is a painter and asked her if she wanted to get a few creatives together to go away on an artist retreat. What's an artist retreat? I had no idea, but it sounded like a thing, so I suggested we do it. She said yes, and so did three other local artists. And all of a sudden, we had booked a cabin about an hour away in the middle of the woods, and we were en route with suitcases full of art supplies to our weekend getaway. We spent the weekend making artwork together and cooking meals together and talking together, and this really wonderful thing happened. We felt at ease. We forgot about everything else that was stressing us out back home. And for a single weekend, we were just in the moment together. It was life-giving. And I'm going to be really honest here in the sense that when I founded Half Billy Health, I think I've been so kind of lost on how I push this forward and what it looks like, because I knew that one of the most important things to me was that it created a community that was life-giving. That I felt like people got more than just one-on-one coaching or nutrition support or coaching. I wanted it to be something where they were like, these are my people and this is what's really important to me. And this is giving me life. This is giving me grace. This is reminding me that when I'm not giving myself grace, that these people are here really supporting me and really letting me just honor myself, because they're giving me honor and inspiring each other to kind of live in this honor, to be the village. And I know, especially I'm going to say, and I'm going to lean into the fact that I know that everybody on this call right now is a mom. There's the saying that it takes a village to raise a kid. And I want you to remember that, like, that village isn't just for the kid. That village is for you. And I hope that this is a part of the village. So I want to really use this call for us to, because as we're about to get into Christmas and we're going to spend time with some people that give us life and some people that seem to suck it away and to feel like we don't have really any options, that I want to remind you that what I want you to be really, really purposeful of in the next week is making sure that you are making room for the people that are life-giving, for the people that give you grace, for the people that kind of multiply your life. I went on a movement retreat with some friends from my gym, and we had this Bible study before. And one of the things that they talked about was the people that multiply you, the people that kind of detract from you. I want you to make sure that you spend time with multipliers this week. And look, if you're like, I need some multipliers in my life, I just need to go sit down with somebody, I need to have coffee with somebody, I promise you, I sit down and make it a point to sit down every single day and have a cup of coffee. And I think most of y'all are local to me. You can come join me in that coffee. We don't have to talk about coaching. We don't have to talk about food. We can totally take it away from the fact that you are a part of this holiday coaching, and we can just talk about life. we can talk about the holidays, whatever it is that you need to do, but I want you to really sit down and think to yourself, who is a multiplier in my life and who do I need to make time to get on the phone with, to get on that call with, to get on a FaceTime with, to sit down and have coffee with, whatever it is, because this time of year, more than any time, we need it and chances are they need it too. And it is so important because that is primary food, right? So we talk about the primary and the secondary food, and the primary food is everything you consume that's not on your plate. Relationships are a part of that. And I want to make sure that the primary food that you're consuming is so fueling and so joy-filled and so full of honor that it's dictated onto that secondary food plate. Like, because that's our goal, right? So whatever it is, whoever those people that are multipliers in your life, I want you to make it purposeful and be a part of that. And with that said, is the second thing that we're making margin for, the second thing, and that's showing up for yourself. So hold space for your personhood. You don't need permission from anyone else to flourish. You don't have to wait for other people to catch up to you. It's okay to walk boldly ahead, go yoga, run, wake up early, have quiet time, practice your art, buy yourself flowers, be dedicated to your dreams, be accountable to yourself. Don't give so much of yourself to others that you begin to disappear from your own story. And poof, if that didn't resonate with me, especially in this season when it's like you feel like you're making magic for everybody else, don't make so much magic for everybody else in this season that you forget to make magic for yourself. Because you are worthy of all the magic in the world. And I want that. That is such an important part of your health, is how you show up for yourself day in and day out. And you don't want to be a supporting character in your own book. I love the quote that's on the next thing. Don't disappear from your own story. And I think how many times I want you to ask yourself if you're living as the main character in your story or if you are a supporting character. And because you deserve to be in character, and only when you're the main character in your story can your health be a priority to you. I will die on that hill. So that's really what I wanted to say in the intro of this coaching call. We're going to hop into the part of the call where we kind of get feedback from each other. We talk about what we're doing. And then I will come back and we will have our homework for the week going into Christmas. And we will go from there. Sound like plan? All right, y'all, I love when we start to talk about things and you're discussing it. I think it goes to the, you know, making room for relationships, making that margin for relationships, because there's so much to gather and garner from being able to discuss things amongst the community. And I couldn't, I mean, we're coming to the last 2 weeks of this challenge, and I could not be prouder of how y'all are showing up for each other as much as you are showing up for yourself. And I know it doesn't seem like that a lot of times, and I want you to know that you're not alone in that. Like, I was just thinking, so I have a coach that I'm working with for my own self and my own health and all that good stuff, and I have a check-in tomorrow, and I'm just like, I feel like I haven't done everything. I haven't tracked like I should have. I haven't done this. And I think that that's not unique, that we never really have it all perfect. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's about showing up for yourself. And it's about kind of making room for the community and making room for people to kind of show up for you. And so the only way that we can have people show up for us is if we make room for them. So with that said, I love, love, love the discussion part of this call. I want to leave you with some homework going into the Christmas week. And I really feel like the homework is really kind of like simple, but I want you to get a sheet of paper. And last week we talked about kind of what we want to accomplish next year and what we want to see happen and maybe three things that we can do to make that happen. But I want you in the margins of that paper to put down everything that you're going to make room for, whether it's relationships with somebody specific, whether it's, you know, a walk, whether it's time to create, whether it's, you know, yourself. Maybe it's like farmer's market time or just going shopping by yourself to Target by yourself, perusing that dollar aisle, am I right? Whatever it is, I want you to write down what you are going to intentionally make room in the margins for. So, with that said, I love y'all all. I'm so excited to be a part of this group, and I'm excited to see where the last two weeks of this year take us. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to put a couple times available for calls this week. We're probably going to do one on Thursday because I feel like once we start getting into the weekend, it's just the holiday weekend. And then I am going to the following week, probably do the next Wednesday or Thursday as well. So if you want to be a part of that call, just click the Zoom link in the coaching. With that said, y'all have a very, very Merry Christmas, y'all. Well, hello there, podcast listeners. This part's just for you, or I guess not just for you, because if you missed our holiday coaching call and you're part of that group, then you listened to the recording and now you're getting this little tidbit. But I wanted to hop on here and say that half a podcast hosted by yours truly, the most half-assed podcast host you've probably ever come across. But I promise I'm showing up here with that whole heart every single week because half-assed whole heart is my entire mentality in life. I wanted to come on here and tell you that our holiday coaching is wrapping up, but we are going to launch some group coaching happening in January, February. It launches all the time. The group coaching, I like to start people at similar times, so it just depends on how we have applicants come in. You can go to halfbellyhealth.com and click the link for it's an introductory call for coaching. There's a Calendly link. I'll get on the phone with you. We'll kind of talk. You get paired up with people that kind of work out for you, or we can discuss other things, just what your goals are and what will work best for you. But if you would like to be part of these calls and kind of get more directive coaching with whatever your goals are, whether they be nutrition, fitness, or everything in between, then I would love to discuss that with you. There is also, if you go, you can follow me or Half Belly Health on any social media platform. You can follow me on TikTok at Half A Wit. So HalfAwhit on TikTok. On Instagram, I'm Wit Andrus. So WhitAndrus. You can follow Half Belly Health on Instagram and Facebook at Half Belly Health. So HalfBellyHealth. With that said, you will find we are in the last 4 days of pre-order for our Tone on Tone Black. So it's a black sweatshirt with kind of black puffy letters, half, and it has a peach, whole heart. So half-ass whole heart sweatshirt. They're my favorite. You can see pictures of them. I'm pretty pumped about it. I have them on my personal page there. But you can find a link to pre-order those. And I would love to see all the half-ass whole heart sweatshirts out there. Don't worry. It doesn't actually say ass on it. It just has peach. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this call. I hope that you are making margin for yourself. I hope you are giving yourself margin. I hope that you have a very, very Merry Christmas. And if there is something that you would like to hear on this podcast, you would like to discuss, or you have some questions, comments, all the things in between, you can reach out to me again on any of those social media platforms. With that said, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Remember to honor yourself for what you I'm sorry, I can't talk. Honor your body for what it does, not what it looks like. With that said, bye guys.